Hi there. The word for you today is, what causes discouragement? We've been talking about it for the last few days. And the third reason is failure. This is reflected in the words that the Israelites spoke. Nehemiah 4 verse 10, we cannot rebuild the wall. In essence, what they were saying was, we're too tired, it's not possible, it's foolish to even try, so we give up. Because they were unable to finish the job as quickly as planned, their confidence plummeted. They lost heart and got discouraged. So this raises the question, how do you handle failure in your life? Do you sit down and hold a pity party? Do you say, poor me, I can't get this job done? Do you start complaining, it's impossible, it can't be done, I was foolish to even try? Or do you blame other people? Everybody let me down. They didn't do their part of the job. The difference between a winner and a loser is this. Winners see failure as a temporary setback. They've learned to look beyond it, whereas losers see failure as permanent. Each time a winner gets knocked down, they get back up again. Proverbs 24 verse 16 says, a just man falls seven times, but he rises again. There's an old adage that says, in the confrontation between the stream and the rock, the stream always wins, though not through strength, but through perseverance. Look, it's when faithfulness is most difficult that it's most necessary. As author John Mason observes, the secret to success is to start from scratch and keep on scratching. So, when you get discouraged, here's a great Bible promise you can stand on, one of my favorites, Hebrews 10 verse 35. Keep on being brave. It will bring you great rewards. Learn to be patient, so that you will please God and be given what He has promised. So, the word for you today is be brave, be patient, and you'll succeed.